It is one of the most dreaded questions in a relationship, and it can lead to a lot of problems. Not about love, not about money, but the question, do I look fat?
Ooh, Wall Street Journal bonds columnist Elizabeth Bernstein joins us now. Elizabeth, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So why is that such a deadly question between couples?
Nobody, there's no correct answer to that one, right? If you say yes, you are really in trouble. But if you say no, you're going to be accused of lying. So you're in trouble that way.
Well, there's some new research on this, isn't there?
There's actually a striking new research that shows that couples who are mixed weight, where one is skinny and one is heavy, those couples have more conflict than other couples, same weight couples. So they are going to have more arguing, more resentment, that kind of thing.
And is that why? Because one person, well, I would imagine one might feel threatened and the other might feel angry.
Angry. And so they don't know. The researchers say they don't know if it was that the weight came first, you know, that someone is heavy and that's causing some kinds of problems, or if there's problems in the marriage and then someone's eating, like emotionally eating to sort of make themselves feel better. But the issue is that I talk to a lot of couples who say, you know, when one person's heavy, that person becomes so insecure, and so that can cause all sorts of problems. Their unhappiness is what causes some problems.
So if you are in this situation, on one end of this or the other, what do you do to make things easier for the other person in the relationship?
Well, so I talked to psychologists about this, and they say that, as always in a relationship, you always want to communicate in a very loving manner. So you want to have no teasing, no nagging, poking fun at the person. But you want to, if you're the thinner spouse or person, you want to sort of express that you really love your partner, and you want them to be around for a long time. There are health issues. So you want to come at it from a health issue. And also, you want to be willing to change your own behavior. You can't expect someone to diet while you sit there, you know, eating potato chips in front of them.
Oh, yeah, that's cruel. All right. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Wall Street Journalist, bonds columnist Elizabeth Bernstein.